Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Lord be with you.
And also
let us pray. O God, whose Son Jesus is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him with a request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter went up and got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then, calling the saints and the widows, he showed her to be alive. Excuse me. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A reading from the Revelation to John. I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from every tribe and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to the springs of water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the most frequently heard refrains I hear these days is, "I'm not religious, I'm spiritual." Do you ever hear that? Maybe it's something only clergy hear. I'm not a religious person, but I'm a spiritual person. I think that means I've outgrown religion, or I meditate, or I love nature and the creation. I'm sure it means this: I don't go to church. For the majority of people in our time, the church and the Bible, especially the Bible, is a rather arcane and archaic book that is rarely the basis of everyday life. Even if the Tennessee State Legislature wanted to make it the official book of the state. I'm pretty certain that the gospel lesson today from the fourth gospel would fall in the category of, "Huh? What does that mean? My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." Of all the images Jesus tried to describe the truth about himself, I suppose the most familiar and beloved is that of the Good Shepherd. But even that symbol is confusing and puzzling to us in the 21st century who have little or no contact with sheep. My impression of sheep is not very flattering. I suspect I'm not alone. But there is a fundamental question that's being raised in John's gospel. Who is this Jesus? Who is Jesus? That question is implicit in all of the Easter post-resurrection stories. Who is Jesus? And of course, this question was raised throughout his ministry. The crowds follow Jesus from the feeding of the 5,000, and the authorities dismiss him as merely Jesus, son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know. Peter declares him to be the Holy One of God. In different settings, he is described as a good man and also a deceiver, as prophet and possessed by a demon. Some acclaim him Messiah, while others deny it. And so the debate goes on and rages wherever he goes and whatever he does. He is called a Sabbath-breaking sinner. The authorities seek to execute him because they believe him to be a blasphemer. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus is in the temple courtyard, and those around him say, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." And Jesus replies, "I have told you, and you do not believe." In our own time, the debate over Jesus continues. Some who claim to rely only on science and religion and reason see Jesus as misguided, or maybe even delusional. There are others who see themselves as spiritual and who profess to believe in a vaguely defined higher power. They might view Jesus at least as a good man, a wise teacher, or prophet. And then there are those who believe him to be Messiah, Son of God. And so the debate, which began in the New Testament, continues to this day. And the question for every one of us here this morning is, who is Jesus to me? Who is Jesus to me? There are many voices today that tell us how to grow closer to God by having a certain religious experience, or by believing correct doctrine, or by having greater knowledge, or by achieving a higher level of morality. But look at what this passage is saying. The Good Shepherd tells us that everything depends on belonging to him. Not once do we read in Holy Scripture that our status before God depends on how we feel, or having the right religious experience, or being free from doubt, or on what we accomplish. It depends on only one thing, that we are known by the shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. Remember this, the voice of the Good Shepherd liberates. The voice of the Good Shepherd frees us instead of oppressing us. He does not say, do this, and then maybe you will be good enough to be one of my sheep. No. He says, you belong to me already. No one can snatch you out of my hand. And when we really hear that good news of the Good Shepherd, when we really hear it, you and I are free to live the abundant life of which Jesus spoke. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. This is what St. John discovered, and that is what he shares with us. He found the essence of Christianity was this, the trustworthiness of the Good Shepherd. The trustworthiness of the Good Shepherd. Put your trust in the Good Shepherd. Entrust your life now and for eternity to him. And you will experience the abundant life he promises. Amen.
Please join me in sharing our faith by saying the Nicene Creed, which is found on page 10 in the bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are Form 3. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name be glorified by all people.
We pray for Justin, our Archbishop, Michael, our presiding bishop, George, our own bishop, David, our rector, and Pat, our priest associate, and for all bishops, priests, and deacons. We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the world, especially Barack, our president, Bill and Nathan, our governors.
There may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
May we praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray especially for those on our prayer list. Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, Michelle, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Brent, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Karan, Jeff, Regina, James, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Debbie, Margaret, Laura, Pat, Taylor, Dwayne, Shay, Amber, Bob, Randall, Ed, Margaret, Dawn, Lynn, and Ed. Are there any others? We pray for those celebrating a birthday this week, especially Fred Carpenter. We pray for the members of our armed forces.
Lord, hear the prayers of your people and what we have asked faithfully. Grant that we may obtain effectually to the glory of your name through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Morning. Several announcements today. First and foremost, I want to recognize Brian Cook, who is our violinist, and you heard him play the prelude. Those of you who might wander by the church on any given afternoon, you might get to hear him practice, because he practices here. We're delighted to have you. Would remind the vestry that the vestry meets this Tuesday at 7 p.m. May the 14th, I know is quite a ways away, but there will be an extraordinarily huge rummage and bake sale. Anybody want to speak to that? Just bring your stuff. And you've heard it from Sally, so all right. One other thing, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, the Chattanooga Community Orchestra is playing at Ridgedale Baptist, and two of our own are participants in that. Gene Sieg and Linda Pennybaker are members of that orchestra, 3 o'clock at Ridgedale Baptist Church. Are there any other announcements? Yes, Deb. Very good. Anything else? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inaccessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise, joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven. We acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. Acclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you love the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world, and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. We praise you, we bless you, we give thanks to you, and we pray to you, Lord our God. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and apostolic church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with Blessed Thaddeus and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever.
Amen.
May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.